This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
We're rolling.
We are?
Okay. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, October the 4th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, Aho.
We're all here.
We're all here. We're here to help. You know, we love to get your bad advices. You know, somebody sent the thing yesterday. We talked about just weddings and how it's so, it can actually like ruin a family. The whole, this person's invited.
Yeah.
This person's not.
I don't know if I did a decent enough job trying to explain my sort of angle on this, but it feels to me like when someone, you know, someone you love is getting married, the stress alone is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money being spent. There's a lot of planning
sure.
taking place. And you would think, as a person that loves or just likes the people getting married, mm-hmm. that you would just be there to support them in whatever it is they need. And then if they are having trouble narrowing down the list of people that can attend, maybe you, as someone that loves or likes them, would be like accommodating and say, whatever.
Yep.
You want me there, I'm there. You can't get me on the list, no worries.
I know where I rank.
I wish you all... Don't say that!
That's how people feel. That's what people do. I agree, it's wrong.
You should just say, I hope you have the best day.
Absolutely.
I hope your marriage goes way better than mine. I mean, everybody's? I mean, no. Like,
I hope it's the best wedding ever.
Yes, that.
It is work, but this is the best kind of work.
Best kind of work.
Yeah.
I've been working on it for 10 years.
J-Lo, winkity wink.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hey, J-Lo. Honk, honk. Anyway, so I just was trying to say, like, I can, on top of all the crap that weddings come with, when your family starts going, oh, we're not invited? Well, bleep you then.
Right.
Like, what?
It's
that's
like
your reaction?
There's only so many seats, and really, it's not the parents' cousin's day. It's the kid's day, and
right.
they invite the people that they're close to.
So weird.
I really wish that people could be a little bit more cool about stuff. It does seem like...
Well, like that one in particular. It's just like, you know what weddings and all the stress that comes with.
Yep.
And all the craziness of, well, I'm going to need 50 invites just for my side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need 50 for your side. And then we've got friends and coworkers and other obligations. And by the time you're done, yes, some people get left out.
Right. And the thing about, like, we were talking about this yesterday, too. There's, like, groups of people that you can't pick and choose from.
Right.
If you invite someone from work, but you're close with four or five ladies at work, but you know, your best friend at work gets invited, but you can't invite any of them. You either have to invite them all, or because you don't want it, it's going to be a effing thing. Even though no one wants to go to the fucking wedding anyway. It's such a pain in the ass and totally expensive, and now I got to worry about what I look like, and God, I gotta go on a diet, and I got to get you a gift, and blah, 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 blah.
So anyway.
Please don't ask me to be a bridesmaid.
They just want to be invited, that's all.
I know, people like to be invited, so they can, I don't know why. I guess maybe they do want to go. Just because I don't want to do anything doesn't mean everybody doesn't want to. So this is a thing. Somebody sent us this over from Reddit.
Okay.
And it's, I got to say, I think this is cut and dry.
Okay.
So I'll read it to you.
All right.
So the brides, there's a bride and a groom. And someone in the bride's family posted that I guess this side family person, not like the direct parents or anything, and they don't exactly say who it is, but a relative
has of the bride.
Of the bride has a printing company.
Okay.
So they asked, will you print our wedding invitations?
Okay.
And they said, well, of course we will. We'd love to. So they did it, and they did it for free. And then they didn't get invited to the wedding.
Oh, crunch.
So they sent an invoice.
Oh, so it was free.
It was free.
But now that we're not invited, it's not free. Right. See, that's one of those things. I honestly know you. You just said it. People get butthurt. People are bothered. Whatever. Mm-hmm. To me, I would go, I was happy to provide that to you, and I have no problem not being at your wedding. Good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
High five.
Yeah, they're saying you implied that we would be invited, and you're mooching off of us. And here's your invoice. And wedding invitations, nice ones, are very expensive.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? $2,000?
Easily.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it depends how many you're having made.
Yeah.
But especially if you go high end or whatever, and who knows what this is.
Yeah, they can
maybe
go.
Maybe she picked bargain basement ones.
Easily $5-$10 each.
Yep.
If you get really nice ones.
Sure.
So if you have 200 people, there it is. That's like $2,000.
Is it? I don't really know the math.
Yeah, if it's $10 each.
And I would say that, you know, look, this is, I feel like if you're going to have someone, a family member, print these cards for you for free, saving you all that money, that you should invite them to the wedding. And so I say you do owe them that money. But of course, everybody ranges from, you know, you're a mooch to they should be happy to do that for you.
Well, they should be. But I think if they send you an invoice, then you pay that.
I agree.
That's
at that point,
it's
like, okay, that's how it's going to be. Mm. So, and there's quite a lot to this thing. But I do think that one's super cut and dry. Like, I actually think it's all kind of cut and dry. Like, if you don't get invited, it's because they ran out of invitations and you were just further down on the list. It's not a slight. It doesn't mean that they don't love you. It just means that they had other people that they needed to invite.
Yeah,
sorry
I don't
about
know.
It.
I really wish, I'd like to see, you know how technology and progress has changed a lot of things.
Technology.
Let's see marriage and weddings change a little bit too. Mm. How about that? Like the whole argument about the name thing.
Yeah.
Do whatever the hell you want.
I know.
Like, who cares? But honestly, like the idea that even I was like, well, if we're going to get married, then let's do the whole thing. But we don't have to get married.
Right.
Now I look back at it and I realize it was difficult for her. Like she had to deal with, okay, I'm this person's name, but I'm
keeping this part
intact. It's weird. I don't even look at what we do as branding. Like Sarah and Vinny is our show and it's what we do and it is what it is.
Right.
But I don't consider it
well, we're
my
not
brand.
Marketing ourselves. Like we come in and do a show, which is, I mean, we definitely do have a brand. I just never ever spend any time thinking about
right.
it. I just come
me
in
neither.
Here and
but
fuck around
I'm,
with my
what
friends.
I'm saying is that there are people in tech who consider themselves a brand.
Yeah. I am my skill set, my
yes, absolutely.
Yes. Like this is what I bring to the table.
I have heard Christina use that term for other people and for herself. That's not really my brand, or this is my brand, or branding yourself as you look for a new gig. And wow, what a strange way to
market yourself. That's interesting.
To think about it or to classify it. Mm-hmm. As branding. Okay. But anyway, I don't know.
Yeah. Right. So if it's important to her to keep her name, then right. Oh my God, who the hell cares? Right?
Right. So you're going through that whole, you know,
don't
now I can't change my name on my
business cards and my
I don't know.
Company
anyway,
email, et cetera.
I do think that it's coming down, right?
Who knows?
Like the marriage, it's coming down. Like this whole machine that we watch
happened. So.
You don't think
it's too much of a
absolutely
business?
Absolutely, for some people, you know, who are like they poke their head up out of the sand and go, "I don't think so. That's not for me." And
it's splintering. That's what I guess I'm trying to say. It's legit.
But there are absolutely
people, are like,
people who are sold that bill of goods. You grow up, you get married, you have kids, you work a job your whole life, you retire, you fucking die. That's this is life. Accept it. And there are other people who are like, I don't really fit that mold. And but I think that there should. Why can't there be room for both? If you if it's important to you to get married, it is important to you. That's then that's yeah. fine.
Have you ever talked to either of your boys about marriage and what are their thoughts on it?
You know. Yes, but not like seriously. I've you know, you definitely say, oh, when you, you know, if you ever get married, we could do this or, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you have?
Sure. Absolutely. But there's
but
never.
But they don't talk like that to you.
No.
You've never heard them say like, oh, when I get married, I'd like to do it in our backyard. Or, oh, you know what I'd love
I've
to
said,
do?
I was like, oh, I'd love to throw a wedding back here, whatever. So if you ever get married. Zero pressure because I don't care if they get married or not, and you know they've got their own things going on. They're both little weirdos, so you know, good luck to them. I'm here if you need me. But I wonder if it's different for people with girls. I do, because certainly, you know, that is like the princess gown. That's as close as we get to a princess gown in our lives. You know, this is your day and your, you know, magnificent ceremony, and it's everything's the way you want it to be. And
they talk about that stuff because of the princess stuff and because it enters into their life through cartoons and other sort of weird ways.
It's a fairy tale thing, yeah.
But they're, I don't know, they're still way too young to, you know, like I'll joke with my, I joke with them that I would like them to name their first son after me, Dad. And they're like, no one names their kid Dad. That's so stupid.
That's kind of cool.
My kids had names picked out for their kids when they were little. They were like,
oh, they did.
Like Riley was going to name him. I think it was Trevor, and I can't remember all the names, but I was so I always joke about, you know, if he ever has a little boy named Trevor.
I was just awesome joking name. With Edie about this, like either
what
yesterday
are her
or names? That. No, so she's like, no one names their kid Dad. That's so dumb. I'm gonna name my kid Billy. And I go, but
oh,
my friend Billy.
That's so cute.
You're gonna name your son after Billy, but not your dad.
I think Billy's such a cute name.
It is a cute name, but you
little
know,
Billy.
What's the matter with Dad?
Nothing, really. Yeah, I don't know. So I.
I know it's stupid, but it's
imagine the teacher
I actually,
going
I would,
over to Dad.
Are
you here, Dad?
Dad? I would actually. I think that naming your kid Dad is fucking genius, and I wish more people would do it. Name their kids Dad.
Has anyone done it?
Probably.
Oh, you think so?
Probably.
I bet. Let's
I mean,
see.
People name their kids.
I pulled that
placenta.
Out of my ass just to screw with my kids, but
yeah,
okay,
no,
and maybe
great.
It's happened.
Number of children who were named Dad or Daddy last year.
Oh, last year?
Sure.
You want me to look it up?
Sure. I assume that's something we can find out, right? Number of American babies.
I don't think it's ever happened. I've never heard of it.
Given the name Daddy.
The name Daddy. Let's see.
People name their kid King and Prince. And
yeah.
Why not
No one's
Dad
done
Daddy?
Dad.
Father.
How common is the
Pop.
Name Daddy? Daddy is also the... Oh, it's not common
no,
at all.
It's look,
well,
yeah.
No, it's not going to be common
it
at all.
To a bunch of different articles about fucking...
Last 10 years named Dad.
It isn't. All right.
No, all they talk about is naming them a junior
right,
after Dad's real name, not Dad.
There's not any... Let's look at like Dad Smith.
Yeah, Dad. Oh yeah. That's a good one. Dad Smith is a good one.
Anyway, that's
yeah,
just
whatever.
Me
that's
fucking
not...
with my kids. But, you know, I don't know how serious they are about all the traditions.
Oh,
we'll see.
Oh my god,
I'll
funny.
Let you know. Hopefully, I'm still around and we can talk about this.
I
in
know.
10,
you know, I had like
10 or 20 years
grandparent story. Like I think it was like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are like they're not great grandparents because Colin. Hank says he drops his two kids off there and he's like they come home they're just jumping on sugar and there is no bedtime at grandma and grandpa's
house. Well,
that's
the way that is. That's every grandparent spoils their kids.
Yep.
That's to be expected. Anyway.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. All right, you want a boop question?
Yeah. You bet.
I have a boop question that is probably for the secret show. Yep, that's where it belongs. My understanding is that booping, according to y'all, means kissing a butthole. I thought booping was sticking your tongue in a butthole.
Well, I don't think you kiss it like pucker up. I mean, I guess you could.
So you're just Frenching a butthole.
Yeah, I think you French it.
Yeah.
I think you sort of, you know.
Okay.
Don't make that. Don't.
I was talking to some folks at Burning Man, and they only know boop as a noise you make when you tap a nose.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right, but that's the joke.
Yeah.
Is there she is down there near the taint and gives it a little boop.
And look, it's a V-hail thing. She said, you know, you get down there and you boop. And we went, oh, like tapping a nose, but sticking your tongue in an asshole. I tried to look it up on the internet. I could not find any reference to anything to do with the butt. Is this just a V-hail / Sarah Vinny thing?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm a regular listener, but only an occasional listener to The Secret Show. So if you can let me know when and if this gets addressed, then I can try and find it.
I don't know
what,
because V-Hale has said things like, well, yeah, sometimes you know you're going to get in there and get crazy. And so she's like, wasn't she saying something like, I don't do it all the time, but, you know, occasionally you really want to get in there and go crazy. And I thought,
is booping crazy?
Well, I wonder,
so
like,
cute. Boop.
Like, I will have a lady sit right on my face.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean, okay? You don't know what I'm talking about?
I do know exactly what you're talking about.
So I'm saying, like, do you think she's had a guy just pin her down with his butt cheeks?
Let's hope not.
No.
Let's actually hope not.
I'm
that
pretty
is
sure
just
she's
not a good place to be trapped.
Yeah, you don't want to be trapped.
You don't think that she's
noise.
Been laying on her back and had a guy just pull him apart and
sit
on
down
her
on her face? Nah, I don't think so.
You don't
so.
Think so?
I think it's much different for,
I really, really hope not.
For men. Like, we're heavier usually.
Can you remember to ask her that tomorrow?
Well, she's on tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you here, remember. Let me,
no, I can't remember. I already forgot.
I'll put this in the folder so that we don't forget.
Okay,
all right?
Put it in the folder. Question from Vinny to like,
no, don't.
Yes.
I know. I know for men, like, especially myself, like, who needs air? Like, fucking just smother me.
Yeah, and, fuck my face.
Yeah, and it's fine. Right. I don't even have to breathe.
Right.
But I don't think
I'm anaerobic.
I don't think
it's
the same for females.
It's not the same.
They're just like,
I think it is.
They're usually just like
I would like to discourage you from sitting on ladies' faces.
Have you ever sat on your wife's face?
I've never sat on
it. I haven't either.
Yeah.
But I feel like the way V Hale talks about it, like,
you fucking break her head, man.
It seems to me like you could be...
It's like a dog who chews off its own leg to get out of a trap. She'd be like, arr, arr, arr.
She likes it. Don't say that. It seems to me like you would be titty-fucking her you're sitting on her mouth.
Titty-fucking her while you're sitting on her mouth. I don't. You can't... Oh, you
it's
could. You could.
Titty.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
what
yeah,
do you
yeah,
mean?
That makes sense. I didn't picture that. Yeah.
I mean, you got to have big ones to be
yeah,
able to do
true.
That.
So she can breathe occasionally as you go for a forward thrust.
Yes.
Okay, got there's, it.
Yeah, you just got to
let
you
have air.
Time, move the boop, yeah.
Time your breaths, yeah. V-Hale.
All right.
Every time I thrust forward, come up for air. Thrust? Thrust?
P.S. After having this discussion...
Look at how hungry Sarah is.
I know.
Oh, my God. I'm so hungry.
Uh-huh.
After having this discussion, this was the lady from... She's at Burning Man when she was asking
oh, right.
about the boot
yeah.
thing. On the playa, we ran into a rather large photo mounted on the playa of a very close-up shot of a butt with cheeks spread wide with a flower right in the hole. Synchronicity on the playa can sometimes blow you away. Because they're talking about booping, and then there's a boop in Daisy.
LSD does... Yeah. Bring about strange coincidences.
True that.
Hmm.
Hey, I looked up boop boop on Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
And it says, to boop boop means to kiss, circulated and started in San Francisco as street slang for kissing, making out, and swapping saliva. So maybe,
I've never
you
heard
know,
of
you're,
that.
Booping
you're booping
the butthole.
Yep. All right. on that note, we are done here. I think our work here is done. Please send emails to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day, and V-Hale will be our guest tomorrow on The Secret Show. Thanks for listening.
The end.